Today, we excuse me. We have the reading from chapter 40 of Isaiah, which means we're starting the book of consolation. Remember, it's broken up into 1 to 39, 40 to 55, or, you know, 56 to
whatever.
You got to do better than whatever. 66. So this means we're starting the book of consolation. Now, the church is giving us this message of the love of God. Why? To change our hearts. To make us realize, you see, that we have to look at God and see His love for us. His complacency in looking at us. Yeah, we've got sins. I say the same thing every day, but look. This is what we prayed this morning. Almighty God, help us to look forward to the glory of the birth of Christ our Savior. I thought He was born. You all said amen. You know, help us to look forward to the glory of the birth of Christ our Savior. His coming is proclaimed joyfully to the ends of the earth. There's something going on. This is completely obliterated from our culture. God is coming in the way that He's going to perceive. Look, if the roof were to fall in and we were all to die right now, boom, the most obvious thing in this room would become obvious to us. Namely, the Blessed Trinity. That's the most obvious thing. And so, when we have this text, you see, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, be console, console my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, he's saying Jerusalem, you know, he's mad. But he's not nearly as mad as he is loving. And this is what he's trying to do. He's trying to win us over. You see, speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end. Her guilt is expiated. Now, she did go through a hard time. I mean, was conquered, destroyed, the gates of the city were all destroyed. So it's not a city in the ancient sense of the term, because it's not protected. The temple was destroyed. But it's over. Then we have this famous phrase, a voice cries out. The text say, in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Why? Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Because He's going to lead all the people back from Babylon to Israel. He's going to bring them back. And then you have this poetry. Every valley will be filled in. Every mountain will be leveled. You'll walk home on a flat surface. The sun won't be too hot. Where does God get these ideas? You know what I mean. He speaks this way through His prophet because this is the way to win us over. Now, you know, we're going to need the strength of this certitude. You see? Soon. This love of the Lord. And His presence and the power of the liturgy. You see? Go up on a high mountain, Zion. And now Zion is the Mubaker. Zion is the herald of good news, the evangelist. Huh? Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, Mubakeret. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. He comes with power. Now, why does the church want us to hear that this morning? Because the Lord is preparing to come. Now, if you look at it theologically, the Lord can't come because He's everywhere. He doesn't come from here to there. He's here. But there's a way that we perceive Him. You see? There's a new way that we're aware of Him. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit in us. The whole reason why we have these 4 weeks, you see, is to prepare. I'll bet you do notice, right, that the Holy Spirit is at work. Do you notice that? You know, turn off your radio and pray. Don't say that. You know, that's just a mean, nasty remark. Don't say it. Don't you feel that? Now, who do you think's getting us ready? See, the Holy Spirit, we're surely not bright enough or holy enough to be thinking those thoughts. It's the Holy Spirit. Do you see? We can do so much for this world, which doesn't even, besides all those who don't want it, that all the others are just in la-la land. The only thing on their mind is making money. And it's not their fault, necessarily. They were brought up this way. Well, I didn't get as far as the gospel. But isn't it the same thing? If one sheep goes astray, he goes to find it. Huh? And he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. This is Jesus talking about Himself. So, pray for your family, for the uncles and aunts and cousins, and because in every family there is animosity somewhere. Fix it. You know, I remember once up at St. Paul's, I said on a Sunday, who in your family you don't get along with or won't talk to you or what? Call them up and invite them to Christmas dinner. And you know, it was Christmas Day or the day after. This fellow came up to me and says, you know, I heard you say that. I hadn't spoken to my brother for 20 years, or he to me. And I called him up, and we both cried over the phone. And he came to Christmas dinner. You see, it works.